This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Tropical Storm Michael moving off the eastern coast of the U.S. after coming on shore in the state of Florida, leaving at least six people dead, virtually flattening many communities. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
So many families have lost everything. Homes are gone. Businesses are gone. Roads and infrastructure along the storm's path have been destroyed. This hurricane was an absolute monster, and the damage left in its wake is still yet to be fully understood. Today, the top focus is search and rescue.
Michael made landfall in Florida with maximum sustained winds of 249 kilometers per hour, putting it just below the Category 5 hurricane status. Speculation growing, Turkey could allow American pastor Andrew Brunson to return to the United States, ending a diplomatic standoff between Ankara and Washington. President Trump has condemned Brunson's prosecution. Turkey says it has proof Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, was murdered last week by a team of 15 Saudi agents, a contention Saudi Arabia has called baseless. Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College tells VOA, all of this is creating tense times for an alliance which includes the U.S.
The big picture is that as the United States in particular, and as well Saudi Arabia, are trying to coordinate an international bulwark against Iran, that this spat, a very serious spat that's resulting from this disappearance, notably between Saudi Arabia and Turkey, but also now dragging in the United States, could put serious pressures on that alliance against Iran.
The alliance says that Iran has involvement in the region. This is VOA News. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has condemned Saudi Arabia's involvement in Yemen's ongoing civil war, which has killed and injured many children and has been responsible for conditions leading to large-scale hunger and malnutrition. Saudi Arabia is one of six countries the expert looked at in regard to implementation of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Given the ongoing conflict in Yemen, the 18-member Committee on the Rights of the Child agrees it was always going to be difficult to have a discussion with Saudi Arabia about the kingdom's involvement in the war. The United Nations calls the war in Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The UN reports around 1,300 children have been killed and an equal number injured by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen since war started in March 2015. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
International Monetary Fund says Pakistan has formally requested financial assistance from the lender to help address the country's economic challenges. The Pakistani finance minister submitted the request to the IMF during a meeting on the sidelines of the IMF and World Bank annual conference in Bali, Indonesia. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan says his government needs about $12 billion in the short term to steer the country out of a looming balance of payments crisis. One of President Trump's top economic advisors says he's not trying to improperly influence the U.S. Central Bank. Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, spoke after Mr. Trump said the U.S. Federal Reserve is crazy for raising interest rates. On Thursday, Mr. Trump continued his attacks on the central bank.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated. I think the Fed is out of control. I think what they're doing is wrong.
Meantime, U.S. stock markets continue their slide in Thursday's volatile session as investors worried about rising interest rates and brace that is for a trade war hit to corporate earnings a day ahead of the quarterly reporting season kickoff. Facebook has announced it has deleted more than 800 mostly U.S.-based pages and accounts that had been posting politically-oriented spam and engaging in what they called inauthentic behavior. Social media giant declined a request from VOA to name the accounts. Nation in Distress, a pro-Trump page identified by the Washington Post as being among the banned, had 3 million followers. Facebook said many of the pages and accounts had political clickbait across multiple fake accounts. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.